This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. NASA scientists have discovered some new and exciting space mysteries. The International Cassini spacecraft recently took some spectacular shots of Saturn's largest moon. It's called Titan. It is a heavenly body larger than even the planets Mercury and Pluto, and the Cassini got the closest look at it ever. Here to talk with us about these new photos is Ira Flatow. He's the host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, welcome back. And tell us,
Thank you. First of all,
what about this Cassini space probe? What is its mission?
Well, its mission is actually to scout out the outer solar system. It's one of the last great big giant, you know, space probes before they went to the smaller, cheaper, doesn't work all the time, so to speak, space probes. But this one is actually going to spend a lot of time out there, 4 years, flying around Saturn and its moons and looking at some of the more exciting places to look are these moons of Jupiter, moons of Saturn, because we may think that these planets have the conditions on them that were sort of like the conditions, the primordial soup conditions, as we say, billions of years ago here on Earth. So they're looking to see possibly what the early Earth looked like.
So Cassini gets close to Titan. First of all, when we say close, how close is close? And then what does it see? What does Titan look like?
Well, we're talking in the 700-mile range, which is pretty close.
Wow.
And what we're talking about, what it looks like is it's actually pretty fuzzy. We don't see a whole lot of detail. It's a little bit like getting those pictures back from the drugstore, you know, that you took and I didn't focus the camera too well. Well, because there's so much haze, so what they call photochemical, actually smog around Titan, we're not getting a great look at this pass, on this pass that they've made this time, but we're getting some interesting possibilities.
Well, what are they thinking? What are the possibilities?
Well, for years they thought that Titan may have oceans, I mean vast oceans of liquid methane. But if that's true, they haven't found any evidence of it. For example, Carolyn Porco, who's one of the mission scientists, said, you know, if there's oceans down there, what do you have on Earth when you have oceans? We should be seeing clouds in the atmosphere. We should be seeing more evidence of water. And you know how you look at a plane? If you're flying in a plane, you look down on the water, you see the sun's reflection sort of glinting back off
right,
of you.
Yeah.
Well, they don't see that on this planet, and they can look through to whatever is on the surface there, and they expect if there was a liquid or some sort of fluid down there, they would see the glint of the sun, and they don't see that, so they don't know if the fluids are down there. So they really don't know what is down there. They see some interesting clues. There's a white surface area of light and dark as a large space they've dubbed Xanadu. It's a white spot, but we don't know what it is.
So Cassini is going to kind of hang around Titan for a little while, and it's going to get another look and send back more information.
It's going to take a few dozen more orbits around the moon, and it's going to be taking more pictures. And today, even as we speak, we're waiting for these radar photos, which may show us very, very detailed topography. We'll be able to see 3D images of what is down there below the fog, because the radar pictures can cut through it. Also, they're waiting for 3D actual photos to come back. So we'll get an idea. Like we did, you know, Venus was shrouded before we took close pictures of that with radar imaging. We saw some fantastic detail on the surfaces of Venus. Perhaps later today, tonight, in the ensuing weeks and years, because we're talking it's going to hang around for like 4 years, we'll get some really interesting pictures back and find out what is going on below that haze.
Journeys to Titan. Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.